Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph. We are up to Sif Hei, the last line on page Samech Ches. We're about to turn on to page 136. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Tzarech la'asosa b'pas. You have to have shalashudas with bread. V'yesh omrim sheyochol la'asoso b'chol machol ha'osui me'echol me'chameshes mide dagon. There are those who say that you're able to have shalashudas with something that's made from the five grains, that's mizonos. V'yesh omrim sheyachol asoso b'dvarim shemelapsim bohem apas. Some say that you could have shalashudas with things that normally get eaten along with bread. Kibasa v'dagim, like fish and meat. Aval lo b'peros, but not with fruit. V'yesh omrim da'afilu b'peros yachol asoso. Some say you could even have shalashudas with fruit. So we have many shittos. Says the Mechaber, Usvara Rishona Iker. The first shita is the Iker that you should have bread. Shetzarech la'asosa b'pas, that you have to have shalashudas with bread. Ela im kein hu savea b'yoser, unless you're too full to have bread, so then you can rely on some of these more lenient shittas. Says the Ramah, besides the fact that maybe you're too full to have the bread, the Ramah adds on another reason why you wouldn't have bread. Or if it's a situation where you're not allowed to have bread. When are you not allowed to have bread? Like this year when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. The time of having shalashudas, as we learned, is after there's not a mincha gedola. At that point at Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to have bread, so you can't have bread for shalashudas on Erev Pesach. Hilal kamam milchas Pesach, like we'll see later on. Says the Mishabura, Sivkotan Chavez. The Mechaber started off and said, Shalashudas must be eaten with bread. Kevan di alfinon shalosh seudos mishalosh po'omim hayom diksidig abimon. Since, as we have seen already many times, that the three sudas on Shabbos are learned out from the three times that the pasuk says hayom by the mon. So therefore, tzarech la'asosa b'pas, therefore shalashudas, like every other suda, has to be with bread. And that is because the mon was referred to as lechem. So if it's learned out for the mon, it has to be lechem, all three sudas. V'gam mitzvah l'chadchila l'harbos b'ma'adanim kefil cholto. Besides having the bread, there's also a mitzvah l'chadchila to increase the delicacies that you have together with the bread at shalashudas. Sivkoton chav gimel v'yesh omrim sheyocho la'asoso b'chol. So the Mechaber said in the first yesh omrim, there are those who say that you could have it made from the five grains, it could be mizonos. Ulukuli alma l'mitzvah minamuvchor b'pas u'shnei kikaros v'kanal b'siv dalot. Dr. Mishavura, everyone agrees that l'chadchila shalashudas should be with bread, and it should be with lecha mishnah. Ela depligi le'inyan di'avad im yotza bazeh. The machlokas over here, the mechaber, all these different shittos, is what you can be yotze with b'di'evid. Is b'di'evid mizonos is okay, or do you say even b'di'evid meat and fish is okay, or do you even go so far to say that b'di'evid fruit is going to be okay? Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kodmuch of Dalad Me'echad Me'chameshas, one of the five grains, Shemevorechin Aleihem Borei Mine Mizonos. One of the five grains that the bracha on it is Borei Mine Mizonos. V'tam De'ezo, the reason for this shita is, Kevan De'ein Derech Lechol Suda Shlishis L'Sei Ovon, since it's not the normal way to eat the shalashudas with an appetite, so Sagi B'hochi, it's enough to have just Mizonos. We'll see a hezbir of that in a moment in the notes. V'zeu gam kein tam sh'ar hadeo shemikilim bazeh. That's also the svara for the other shittos over here. The svara for all the shittos is that you don't normally eat shalashudas with an appetite. If you look at note 22, he's masbir. Ubebir dvarav kaso b'shal n'shuv v'shevet alevi. Rav Ozner explains this mishabura. Shedera cha'olam lechol shtei su'udas b'chol yom. The normal way of people is to have two su'udas a day. V'kevan shederach su'udah hibapas. Since the normal su'udah has bread. Lachain shtei ha-su'udos ha-rishonos chiyuvan hibapas. Therefore the first two su'udos, which is Friday night, Shabbos morning, is to be eaten with bread. Aval geder suda shlishis hu mitzvah mishum kavod haShabbos. However, shalashudas is a little bit different. It's not what a person normally has. It's a special suda that is eaten with kavod Shabbos. She tosefes al suudos akvul shebechol yom. It's an extra suda over the normal sudas that a person has on a regular day. V'lochein mo'ilo b'gam achilas mine mizonos b'vad. And therefore, since it's just there for kavod Shabbos, it's a little bit extra over what you normally have of two regular sudas, and therefore it would be okay to have mine mizonos. That is the svara, how Rav Ozner explains the Mishabura, and the Mishabura is using the svara to explain all the different shitas that say you don't need bread. Sivkaton Chavhei is going on the Ramah that said, besides the fact that you could be lenient in a case where you're too full to have bread, another situation that you could be lenient is a place where you're not allowed to have bread. For example, on Erev Pesach, that's Chalios B'Shabbos, that it's Aser to have bread. Says the Mishabura Al Kain Yekayim Osa Bimine Tigun Shaosa Mimatza Kesusha O Bevasar Vidogim Operus. Therefore, in Erev Pesach, where you can't have bread after the Zman of Chatzos, and the Zman of Shalosh Shuras only starts a half hour after Chatzos, so then you'd have Shalosh Shuras with fried, crushed up matzah, maybe like Knedelach, or you would have Basar Vidogim, you would have meat and fish, or you would have Peros. Note 24 points out, Ula Kamon Kosov, later on we'll see in Hilchos Pesach, Shetov Gamkein Lechalek Esu'uda Shachris L'Shtayim. Besides having Shalosh Shuras later, which is not allowed to be out of bread, it's not allowed to be made out of matzah, unless it is fried or cooked matzah, which you can't be mekayim your mitzvah at the Seder with that matzah, like Knedelach. So besides having the Shalosh Shuras later in the day, in the Zvara Shalosh Shuras, you also should split the morning Suda, V'lechel Su'uda Shlishas Baboker. So again, most poskim say that you can't be Yotzei Shalosh Shuras in the morning, but some say that you can. So we try to be mekayim all the Shitos, and we split the morning Suda into two. So we are having Shalosh Shuras with bread, but it's really too early. So therefore, later in the afternoon, we also have another Suda with either Knedelach, or fish, or meat, or Peros. Continues note number 24. V'kosov shedas agrosh enochom lasos kein. The Mishabura brings down from the Gra as well that you should split the morning Suda besides having the Shalosh Shuras later. V'hosev and he adds on. Shekol ze im yesh lo shehus lahasik bein ha-suhudas. That's only true if you have time that you can pause between the Sudas, meaning you davened early enough and you have plenty of time. Kedei shelo tia bracha shein etzricha. Again, like we discussed yesterday, you don't want to have the Sudas too close together. That would be a problem of a bracha shein etzricha. V'od hosef, the Mishabura adds on over there in Holos Pesach as well. Sheizor shelo yemale es kreso ba'achilo. You should make sure that you don't fill your stomach with food on Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. Kedei sheyocha matzah balaylo l'tayavon. We want your matzah to be eaten at the seder l'tayavon. If you're going to split your morning Suda and you're going to have meat and fish later, just be careful and make sure that you will still be eating your matzah that night, b'teyavon. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Vav, Noshim Chayavos b'su'uda shlishis. Women are Chayavos in Shalosh Shuras. Says the Mishabura Sif Kadon Chavav, D'lechol mili the Shabbos ish v'isha shavin. When it comes to all halachos of Shabbos, men and women are equal, therefore women are Chayav in Shalosh Shuras. Commotion is bar besimen reish ayin al, like you saw earlier in the halachos of Kiddush. V'od, and furthermore, shegam heim hoyu b'nei shal hamon. Besides that, they're equal to gabi all halachos of Shabbos. They also afhein abosu aneis. We're commemorating the mon by having the three sudas, and women also had the mon, and therefore mitzad afhein abosu aneis. The women are also chayavos in shalosh shuras. Val kulam omer ichlu hayom, and by everyone, men and women, the pasuk says ichlu hayom, which is the three hayoms. The mizen nilmar chiyuv shalosh sudas b'Shabbos. From there, we learn the chiyuv of three sudas on Shabbos equally by men and women. Let's look at the bir halacha de b'maskil noshim. Says the Bi'alocha v'gam chayavos b'mitzvas lecha mishnah. As we've seen, besides the fact that women are chayav in all three sudas of Shabbos, they're all so chayav to have lecha mishnah by all the sudas. Note 25 points out once again, ubetam adavar kozlov a mishabura la'el shegam hinayu b'neis yiridus amon. Since the lecha mishnah is to commemorate the mon, just like the three sudas, so the same way we say afen yibos suanes of the mon to be mechayav them in the sudas, we also say it to be mechayav them in lecha mishnah as well. That concludes Siman Reish Sadi Aleph. Let's begin Siman Reish Sadi Beis. We are on page 136, and Reish Sadi Beis is Din Filas Mincha B'Shabbos. The halachos of Mincha and Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, B'mincha omrim ashrei uvolotzion vani svilasi. So at mincha, the Ramah adds in, we say ashrei uvolotzion and vani svilasi. The Mechaber continues and says, at mincha we're motzion sefer Torah. We take out the sefer Torah, as we know, v'korin shlosha anoshim asora psukim miparsha bo. And we read to three people, 10 psukim from next week's parsha. V'afilu chol yom tov lios b'Shabbos. And even if yom tov falls on Shabbos, korin the parsha habav v'lo b'shal yom tov, the parsha that we lain at Shabbos mincha, even though it's also yom tov, is next week's parsha of the week, and we did not lain anything to do with yom tov. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Aleph, Omrim Ashri of Alatzion, this is going to the Ramah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, umafsikin b'kaddish kodem vanis filasi. As we know, after Ashrei uvalatziyom, we say kaddish before we say vanis filasi. V'amiras uvalatziyom b'mincha hu b'mikom seder kedusha d'chol. And that which we say uvalatziyom at mincha is really just replacing the uvalatziyom that we say during the week at Shacharis. U'b'shabbos shemarichin harbe b'shacharis u'musaf. But on Shabbos, where there's a long davening, v'shacharis u'musaf hinichu ad mincha, so they delayed it until mincha. But it's the regular uvalatziyom that we say every day. Normally it's at Shacharis. On Shabbos, it is at mincha. Sivkatan beis, we also say v'anis filasi. Hu al pi ha-midrash. This that we say v'anis filasi by mincha on Shabbos is based on the midrash. Sha'omar David lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David said in front of Hashem, Rabono shel olam ein uma zo ka'ov de gilulim. Klal Yisrael is not like the goyim. Sheshosin u'mishtakrin u'pochazin. The goyim, they drink, they get drunk, and they act reckless. Va'onu lo kein. Us, Yidden, we are not that way. Af al pi sha'achalnu v'shasinu. Even though we had sudas, we ate and we drank. Vanis filosi locha Hashem eis ratzom, but we turn to Hashem and we dive into Hashem. Vanis filosi locha Hashem eis ratzom. Avo b'mincha shel yom tov ein omrim oso, but we do not say vanis filosi by mincha of yontif. The reason is kevan de ein koren batayrosh hu eis ratzom al yedei zeh. The reason why we're saying vanis filosi locha Hashem eis ratzom is because whenever you read from the Torah, it is an Eis Ratzon. So Shabbos Mincha, when we lay in, we say Vanis Filasi, that's an Eis Ratzon. On Yantav and Mincha, we don't lay in, so we don't say Vanis Filasi, because we don't have to mention that it's an Eis Ratzon. However, B'Shabbos Nogu La'omro, Af B'Mokom She'ein Sefer Torah. So Chazal established that we say it at Mincha on Shabbos because there's laning, and not on Mincha on Yantav where there's no laning. Even if it's Mincha on Shabbos, where there happens to be no laning, because there's no Sefer Torah, we still say it anyway. V'chein Afilu B'yachid. And so too, you should know the halacha is that even if you're davening for whatever reason, b'yachida Shabbos mincha, you say vanis filasi. Even though we always picture it together with taking out the Sefer Torah, you're not taking out the Sefer Torah, b'yachidus, you still say that expression of vanis filasi. Now, if you look at note number one, he points out, for the reason given that we're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael is different, that we eat and drink, and then we turn to Hashem, l'chein b'yom kippur shechal b'shabbos. So every other yontif that falls on Shabbos, we say vanis filasi. But when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch will tell us later on, she'ein omrim vanis filasi. We don't say vanis filasi. Ubira mishabu resham, the other mishabu explains, she'atam hu kemosha kasav kan. The reason over there is like we're saying over here, that we're only saying it to show that we eat and drink and we turn to Hashem, but on Yom Kippur we're not eating and drinking. And therefore we can't fulfill this medrash, and therefore we don't say it. The reason why we say it on Shabbos based on the Medrash only applies on the day that you eat, whether it's Shabbos and Yom Tov together, but not Shabbos and Yom Kippur together. Because if it's Yom Kippur, even though it's Shabbos, we are fasting, we're not eating, so the reason of the Medrash is not Nogeya. Sivkotan Gimel, Motzim, we take out a Sefer Torah, V'hu mei takonas Ezra k'di'isa b'gemara. The lading at Shabbos Mincha was a takona of Ezra. Monday, Thursday morning, Shabbos morning was the takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, that we shouldn't go 3 days without Torah. And then Ezra was masakin, in addition, that we should lean a Shabbos Mincha. Note number two explains, Uvatam Adavar Shetik and Ezra Kriya Zu. What is the reason why Ezra was masakin this Kriya? So we learned earlier in the Hakdamah, the Simen Kufla Medhei, Shehu Mishum Yoshe Kronos. It's because of those people who are sitting around. And the Shaar Tzion explains over there, B'Shem the Rosh, Sheyoshve Kronos Hein Bale Molocho She'ein Lohem Zman Lishmoa Kriyas HaTorah B'mei She'ini V'chamishi. The Yoshe Kronos are those people who are working and they're too busy to hear laning on Monday and Thursday. Therefore, we make a special laning Shabbos Mincha for them. Va'od Kosov B'Shem Ha'aruch, it's also brought down B'Shem the Aruch. Sheyoshve Kronos Hein Anoshim Shalom Nechnasim LeBeis HaMedrash. These are people that are wasting time and they're not coming into the Beis HaMedrash on Shabbos afternoon. Elam Murgolim Lasheves Berechovo Seir Va'oski B'Sicha B'Teil. They're standing, they're hanging out on the streets on Shabbos afternoon and they're standing schmoozing about silly things. Ubibir Tamzehu Sifu Ameiri Vashita Mekubeses. The Shita and the Meiri add on to this reason. They explain Shabbosos Man Sheyikru B'Torah Yikonsu Gamhim LeBeis HaMedrash. They're bothered if they're hanging outside schmoozing. Why are you making a kriya for them? They're not going to come inside anyway. Zokim, no. Sam, when there's time for learning the Sam, Beis Medrash time, they're outside. But if you make Kriyas HaTorah, they will come inside. And therefore, for these people who are wasting the Shabbos afternoon, so there's a second reason brought down why they instituted it. Either for the people who are busy Monday and Thursday with work and they don't hear the laning, or people that are still wasting their time Shabbos afternoon, this way they'll come in and they will hear the Kriyas HaTorah. One other interesting point, if you skip three lines and look in the next part of note number two, an interesting shaila. In Nimtzoim Samach L'Sof Zman Tfilas Mincha. That's okay, it's getting very close to Shkia. Ve'ein Zman Gam Likro Batayra V'Gam L'Sbal Shmon Esrei Kol Himself Azman. You don't have time to do both before the end of Zman Mincha. You could either lane or you could have Mincha. Kosava Emek Bracha Sheyesh L'Estapik. Says the Emek Bracha, I have a suffix. Shulai Odiv Likro Batayra Tchila. Maybe it's better to lane now while it's still day. Miss Mincha. You could always make up mincha by davening two maariz if you run out of time. Ah, however, or no, maybe this kriya is not so important. It's not such a chiyuv. So odif lehispalel achshav shmonesrei. Maybe it's more important to chap arayin mincha shmonesrei before the end of the day. V'lo look about Torah. Says Shlomo Zalman, I'll tell you what you should do. You should have a mincha before it gets too late and skip the Kriyas HaTorah. He does not mention if you should then do the laning after Shkia. But Shlomo Zalman says for sure, have a mincha, get the Shmoneh Esrei in before Shkia. Laning he doesn't discuss, but it's more important to chaperein the mincha. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet. We take out the Sefer Torah, read three people, 10 psukim from the Parsha of next week. Says the Mishnah Berurah, b'mincha ein omrim kaddish al habima la'olam. By mincha we never say kaddish after laning. Hainu bein b'shabbos bein b'tainis. Whether it's Shabbos mincha we're laning or tainis mincha we're laning, we never say kaddish afterwards. Rak lifnei ha'omud kodem tefilah shmona esrei. Rather, the kaddish is saved for right before shmona esrei starts. The koi nami asefer Torah, and that kaddish before shmona esrei is going back on the laning as well. Di yomru miyod al habima, because if you're going to say kaddish right after laning by mincha time, im kein lifnei ha'amid yomru kaddish. Then before the amid, before shmona esrei, you're not going to be able to say kaddish. Ki ein b'mel lahasig b'ena kaddishim. There's nothing separate in the kaddishim. If you make a kaddish after laning, you can't go ahead and make another kaddish before shmona esrei. There's no separation. Ah, we say yahalu when we bring back the sefer Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yahalu is only pasuk echad lo avi hefsek. That's not a good hefsek. The Av Shomer Mizmor Lashem Haaretz. I we say that whole capital of Mizmor Lashem Haaretz. Ein Zem Mikredin. That's not required. Therefore, that wouldn't be a hefsek at all. Therefore, note number four points out Uvnuchay Yomar is also random sukkim that are put together. These are all not grounds to warrant the kaddish afterwards, and therefore we don't say kaddish after laning because we cannot say another kaddish before Shmon Esrei. So we just hold off and say one kaddish before Shmon Esrei. It also goes back on the laning. It's always proper to have the kaddish close to Shmon Esrei. Masha'en kein b'shachris, which is not a problem by shachris, because yeish hesek b'amiris ashe b'entayim. There we say kaddish after laning, and then we have ashrei v'olitzion, and then we're able to have a kaddish afterwards, so we have the ashrei in between. Now he does point out in note number 6 over here, why is it so important to have the kaddish before Shmon Esrei? We mentioned this a few weeks ago. Ubatam adover shomres akadish kodesh Shmon Esrei. Why is that so important? The Levush explains. Shu kidei sheyedu atzibur shegiya hashatz lifnei ha'omud. That everyone should realize the chazan is there by the omud ready to go. V'yaschilu miyad achrei akadish tefilah Shmon Esrei kulam ke'echad b'shaveh. We want everyone to start Shmon Esrei together. Therefore, there's an inyan to have kaddish right before Shmon Esrei. Everyone knows exactly when to start. And that's why by mincha, we don't want to make the kaddish after Shmon Esrei, after laning, because we're going to lose out on the kaddish before Shmon Esrei. But by shachris, you're able to chap both, so then we do both. Continues the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Katan Dalet. Ulefizeh, according to this, Kishain Sefer Torah b'Shabbos b'mincha, when there is no Sefer Torah, so there's no laning by Shabbos mincha, lo yomru rak pam echad kaddish achar ashrei uvalitzium. Then there will be only one kaddish after ashrei uvalitzium. Uposek v'anis v'ilose yomru oz kolam kaddish. In this scenario, you'll say not only ashrei, you'll say also uvalitzium, you'll also throw in v'anis v'ilose kedesh lo yehesek ben kaddish latfila. The Maisa, if that's going to be the Kaddish, so you want to say Ashrei Levalatzion, Vanis Filosi, Kaddish, and we go right into Shmon Esrei, and therefore normally Vanis Filosi is after Kaddish, but in this case it will be before the Kaddish. And finally, Sivkaton Hei Velo Bishal Yom Tov. We said that when you're laning on Shabbos Yom Tov, at Mincha, you lane the Shabbos laning, what you're going to read next Shabbos by the parsha of the week, not the laning of Yontif, explains the Mishabura, the Ha'akriya, and then a Bishal Yontif, because the fact that we're having laning this afternoon has nothing to do with Yontif. The B'mincha B'yontif ain't covered. By Mincha and Yontif, we don't read. So it's Yontif and Shabbos coinciding. The laning is coming only because of Shabbos. It's not coming because of laning, so therefore we lane the regular laning that we would do if it was Shabbos al Yontif, which is the Parsha of the following week. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem the next year with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.